episode 66.
We talk about when you want to party, but you've got no place to party.
Exactly. When they take away your women's restroom to make women's rights for more. That makes no sense. But the reason they're redoing the women's restroom is so we have room for women coaching on the staff if they come in.
I did not know that.
Well, so if you want to talk, if you work at CHS Field and you know exactly what bathroom I'm talking about, where everyone goes in and just like has no regard for the people that might use the bathroom after them, let me know. I know you know which what bathroom I'm talking about. What else did we talk about? Not much.
All I can remember is your jaw right now.
My jaw too.
Yes, yeah.
And then, no, I don't have lockjaw. Just havoc. The weather sucks and we're trying to figure out how to get snow off the field and how to continue to keep employees employed.
Right now, you have to imagine that what we have is a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Wow.
We've been getting those pieces all through the off season.
We were maybe at like 421.
And some people are just taking the piece we put in out.
Yeah.
And they're taking it someplace else.
We're probably at like 367 now out of 500.
Try doing the borders first. Just do all the whites. Do all the...
We're missing a piece. Hey!
Episode 66, Funny in Theory. I'm Joshua Will. That's Sierra Bailey.
Coming to you from Route 66. Just kidding. I'm in the studio, aka a storage room.
I got stuck in my alley at 12:30 in the morning on Saturday night because of all the snow and ice and cold. And we start when, Sierra Bailey?
Wait. Why were you in your alley at 12:30 in the morning?
Because my son is a party animal and he wanted to stay overnight someplace. And I said, no, but you can stay until
one.
No, midnight.
Oh.
And
so you were late to pick him up. Oh, wait, were you back?
I was coming back.
Oh, I thought, man, you couldn't even get out because you were stuck.
Nope. We've got these 4-inch ruts. And I've got a tiny little Honda Fit, which is perfect for city driving, vroom, 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 and parking. But getting stuck in a snowbank? No, thank you.
Brutal.
Can't break the ice apart.
Do you keep a shovel in your car in case you get stuck in snow? Could a shovel fit in your car?
I can get 3 hockey bags in there. It's a beautiful car in terms of storage, but
that's where you hide
it's a low rider
bodies.
Yeah. To answer your question, occasionally if I know it's snowing out. I was home and I had a shovel. Didn't do any good. I was out there with a pickaxe.
Your question though, we are 3 weeks away from home opener, and legitimately I was just on a call where we'll see if we actually have games. We don't know if our field will be ready, considering guess what, Friday we're supposed to get more inches of snow.
This week, tomorrow, 40 degrees and raining. Wednesday, 20 degrees. Thursday, the apocalypse. Friday, more snow.
Yeah.
There's
St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be walking in a parade with snow. I remember, let's call it 5 years ago, maybe 6 or 7, it was like 70 degrees on St. Patrick's Day. And I don't think we've had one of those. It's been 40 or below, probably the last like 6. So this is where I question global warming. Where is it?
It's tomorrow.
Minnesotans must be doing a very good job because we ain't getting any warmer.
That's where the argument comes in. Weather does not equal climate. I can't answer that beyond there. We're all being... Chicago, no snow. Out east, no snow. They usually get a couple, snowstorms a year.
I know. And they're in like 50s. And I'm just so jealous. We haven't even had one over like, again, it has not been a cold winter, but we haven't even had one day that was like over 40 yet. Not one. Like how?
This is the weird part of winter, spring that I love and hate. When everything starts to melt, I'm sorry, it's ugly out. You see
it's gross.
Lot of trash. You see dead
animals. A lot of
animals,
dirt, like mud.
Poop, a lot of,
yes.
Whatever. But
yes,
there's also people outside running around in shorts and tank tops.
It smells like just damp socks. So it's gross.
And whatever pressure is going on, it's hot, it's cold, it's rainy, it's snow, it's sunny, it's dark. My sinuses, my internal, everything is just like...
Okay, so that's... You're describing a normal spring right there. Mm-hmm. And I always say, damn, this sucks. The state is stupid. And I hate that it goes up and down. Huh. I would take an up and down so quickly right now just to have one day. One day that was like 48 and you're like, this is sweet.
Walk around without shoes on. Yes.
Man. Nope. Here we are. Yeah. We're going to be consistently in the 30s. Oh, there is a 40 this week and a rain. That should hopefully get rid of some of the snow. But then the
next
day,
it's going to freeze and I'm going
to
get
turn into snow. And we're getting 7 more inches and it's going to be so much fun.
And there's so much happening here at CHS Field. Every step forward we take 2 steps backwards because
I think we're we crawl forward. And then a big effing blizzard blows us back.
I sent Sierra a selfie this morning.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I was in a meeting.
I put on the costume.
The sumo costume.
It was... Okay, so I did it solo because I know how to do it solo. I'm not going to lay on the ground. I can... It is like being vacuum packed in a Ziploc bag.
So you really can't be big to be in those, huh?
I think eventually... You know, they'll stretch out a little bit. And I think you can be taller than I am. Most people are taller than
I am. So we should go to like from like 5'4" to like 6 feet tall.
Yes, because you saw
and
that there was plenty
they
of
can't
neck
be
room.
Overweight, really.
But you cannot bend over. It's nearly impossible.
So how
you
is that game not going to work?
No, it's going to be that much funnier.
Well, the people have to be able to bend over at least a little bit.
They'll figure it out. It's very funny.
Okay.
And I think it's going to work. We still have the old ones if we get someone that's a little bit bigger.
Oh, true.
And so, but I am going to get those shirts because we put shirts over the sumo costumes because that way, you won't see we're just going to have to keep the flaps open.
Okay.
In the back.
Yeah.
And so good news, the web search for the sumo, I will give it a B-.
Yeah, I would agree with that. B minus.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to find what we had. It's been a 2-year search.
No. Okay.
Okay, so we've got that good to go.
And then you hopped in a GMC Sierra.
And I hopped in a GMC Sierra. Those things are going to be put together after I get rid of the other ones and need to find a time when they clean the hallway so I can get into the promo storage room and put our stuff in the hallway.
Some tables have been removed. Have you seen that?
Yes, we are getting very happy there. And then the 10-foot diameter mat for the sumos.
Yeah, what are we going to do with that? I don't want to throw it, but
no.
I don't know.
I'll figure out how to roll it up, but you know what? Every once in a while, you will ask or someone will say, like, do we still have those old sumo rats? Rats. Because
I smell a promo with 4-year-olds and tumbling.
Yeah, something. And it's nice and padded, so it's very cool. But space.
Kids love somersaulting when they just learn how to do it. Let's do that.
Oh, yes.
Maybe we should
cartwheel
just have
contest.
A kid bit.
Yes, we should.
Something.
If you hear that
What's
right
that
now.
What's that noise?
That would be the women's bathroom being worked on right now.
Guess how fun that is when the bathroom that you get to use in the office is being ding-donged on. And then there's one bathroom in the hallway. Let me set the scene to the bathroom in the hallway. Everyone has been in there at least once. And everyone has had an experience the same. It's disgusting. That bathroom must be known to be the bathroom that if you are about to blow it straight out your ass, you're using it, that bathroom, because there is like, I am so surprised at how far up the shit stains are. And then every once in a while it gets cleaned and that's fine. You're like, oh, it's actually not bad in here. And then a few more days go by and it's gross. Okay, so we have one in the bathroom, but in the hallway, and it's unisex. Also,
with a sign on it says, please unlock door before leaving.
Which is silly because you can't open the door without it unlocking itself. 2, it's a unisex one, so boys use it, and I'm okay with that. However, put the fucking seat back down. Like, we just talked about how there's literal encompassing the entire bowl. And guys will go in there, put the seat up, and not put it back down. It's not like it's a men's bathroom, so put it back down. It's disgusting. So you can use that one, which is only, let's call it 20 more steps than using the one in the office here. Not that much more inconvenient for me. And if that one is being used, or if I don't like the look of the state of what it looks like, I gotta go so far down the hallway just to go into the clubhouse to use one.
But what about the women's restroom upstairs
in the main office that I wasn't supposed to use?
But
here's that one thing. Yeah, Gina turned, there's one bathroom upstairs and she turned it into
the executive bathroom.
It's a unisex, but for this time she turned it into a female only that no one's listening to. But I'm fine. Like, I have, if I, there are times where I'm like, I'll just go upstairs and use that one. But if I'm like, I'm just going to go in the hallway really quick because I got a meeting and I don't have time, whatever. If I'm already in the hallway, rarely do I come back in. I just run down the hallway then. So people probably think that I just have like the bubble guts and like I have to shit my pants all the time because sometimes it's just such a far walk. I have to go so fast, but they think like, is she going to make it? Is she going to make it? Is she going to make it? That's not why I'm going fast. It's I got a meeting. I got to go. That's the bathroom situation here. Bet you didn't think you were going to learn about that on this podcast.
Nope. Bubble Guts Bailey over here going to our gas station, cold and blow it stained.
Which is so funny because I was thinking this morning, what's worse? What's the worst type of bubble? Because we were talking about bubble teams because March Madness is starting this week. So, bubble team. And then I started thinking in my mind, I was like, bubble gut and bubble butt. Like, what is the best of all of the bubbles?
Everyone,
I'm going to guess bubble butt.
So the entertainment team, the Ushertainers, we have our own locker room. We have half a locker room.
I was gonna say we do a door and walls.
We do have our own bathroom in there, which is right next to the hallway bathroom. But every once in a while, I will walk in to the entertainment locker room and see someone who's not part of the entertainment team in that bathroom. But I want to be like, this isn't your bathroom. I have no right to say that. But
I know. But what if people just have to go so bad? Like with that one, it's all about the timing. What if they need to be somewhere to help put on a promotion and the one in the hallway is being used and they know another one's right there? Come on.
They just know it's the cleaner one.
I don't know. I've had to shower in that the Ushertainer locker room before, handful of times in the years that we've lived here. Not my favorite. There's like no ventilation. Nope. Like you shower and then you just feel like you're getting ready and you're just getting wetter. Like you're just getting more damp and then you have to blow dry your hair and you're sweating even more. And it's like there is no circulation in that room.
Now we've got two or three Ushertainers that use that frequently.
Yeah.
I've never used it.
Yeah. And you wind up with pink fuzz somewhere. In a crevice.
That's the thing. The pink fuzz, it could be the middle of Jan. It could be like New Year's Day. Yeah. And you're opening a present at home. And you're like, how the hell did this get in the wrapping?
Yeah.
This is where we're at right now, people. We're getting ready for the season.
Should I set another scene? Season starts in 3 weeks. We hired somebody to run the video board, but she doesn't know how to do it yet. So she's supposed to be teaching herself via links. Dactronics doesn't know if they necessarily can just come train a few of us. So good on her. She only has one class this semester. She graduates at the end of the semester in like early May. And then she goes to Italy for 2 weeks during our 2 week homestand, which that's super fun. So she's trying to learn it again, 3 weeks away from home opener. And somebody from our creative team just put in their 2 weeks today.
You know, we had a meeting not long ago trying to figure out what we can do with the video board. You know,
early.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anything.
Let's take it up a notch because since we've been here, we've had now I'm starting my sixth season. We've had four video board operators. So we started with Kelly and then it turned to Zach.
Oh, I didn't know you were here for Kelly time.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And so there's the standard stuff you can do in like everything. You can figure out ways of canoodling it to do things that you didn't know it could do. Mm-hmm. But that involves getting to know it.
Yeah. Involves games. Yeah. Practice.
Yeah. Right now, we're still kind of on
hitting
the blind
hitting a button
date.
On accident and being like, oh, that's what that does.
That's what that... Or having a bunch of videos or graphics ready to go at a moment's notice within a file. There's just things that we know we want to do.
Yeah.
We just haven't because when we want to call up Weho... We want it now. We want it now. When we want, you know. And so for every crawl forward, there's been two steps backwards.
Yeah. But today wasn't a blizzard like sloshing us backwards. I feel like I got drop kicked backwards. I'm on the ground crawling. Someone picked me up, held me in a position in front of their body, and took the biggest leg swing that they could. I still might be in the air. Would you mind putting out that sumo mat for me when I land?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just have to unroll that.
But I also saw during my last meeting, there's an old, you know those things that people, bracelet, but like they were the they were the rubbery ones that people used to wear them.
Yeah,
like,
you would have bands for cancer or bands for.
The Livestrong bands or whatever.
Yes.
And then they became like, you can put anything on a band. I have one. I think a group was out here maybe last year, the year before. And it was for like a youth sports group. And it said, positive is contagious. And I was about to throw it away, just being like, I'm not going to do anything with this bracelet. And I read it. Positive is contagious. I was like, oh, I needed this right now. And I put it on top of my candle. So I kept it.
Okay.
We need it.
So I should get you a bunch positive of live, laugh, love signs for your office.
Please don't. I don't really like those. I do like the ones that are like, life is better when you're laughing. I like that one. I don't like the live, laugh, love, though.
I've got two.
No.
I've got two things in my office at home. One just says, people are no damn good, from my grandparents, which I love.
Okay.
And the other one is just a coffee mug that says, off. So you and I have different,
wow,
different meanings,
yeah,
different sayings that get us through the day.
I used to have hanging up my previous desk. It was like a meme and it, what's, wait. Oh, I don't even remember what it said. I'm going to ruin this. It's like, what's red and has no teeth or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
What's red and has no teeth?
Damn it. I need to look this up now.
A tomato.
Josh, talk about something else.
A cherry. Else. A car.
Nope.
A crayon. A marker.
No.
All of these can be red with no teeth. Are you the one that told me why is 10 plus 10 the same as 11 plus 11?
No.
Okay, 10 plus 10 is 20 and 11 plus 11 is 22. That's why 10 plus 10 is the same as 11 plus 11.
What? I still don't get it.
10 plus 10 is 20, and 11 plus 11 is 22.
Oh, I get it.
Dad joke.
Anyways. So that's where we live at right now. But luckily for us, a lot of our promos are plug and play. We did them last year. So it's not like we have to figure a bunch of stuff out.
Nope. We're bringing planes back. That's not a problem. We missed that for a year. I tell you what I will not miss is that sign, the small
the Sun Country sign
of it having to go over and teach the interns over and over.
Yeah.
You and I get to meet the interns in two weeks here.
What? We'll talk about that in a second. What's red and bad for your teeth?
A brick.
A brick. Now shut the f*** up. That's what it said. Anyways, interns, we get to meet them a week from this Saturday. So in about 2 weeks here. Mm-hmm. There's like out of 30, one or two interns, which my bad, we're overstaffed this year. Like five can come to the orientation.
I was close.
And they just kept coming in saying, no, can't come. No, can't come. And I was like, I've never had like this little of like participation at the orientation. And I'll say 75% of them get a pass. They don't go to school in Minnesota. I almost said America. Okay. They do go to school in America, not Minnesota. But the ones that are at like the U or St. Thomas, what are you doing on a Saturday morning? Like maybe you have another job and I didn't give you enough time, but there's a lot. There's probably like five that it's like, I don't think spring break's going on. What's going on? What gives?
This is not a pat on our backs by any means. You and I are of a completely different, you know, generation when it comes to this.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask if they're out of state.
But, some.
But I noticed that the new, I won't call them interns, but that group of people, particularly my son, who's close to that, is like, no, it doesn't work.
They're
like,
just so used to staying home and doing everything virtual. Like, they haven't had to show up for things that they're not. I mean, game day interns are going to get paid this year now, but the orientation, they're not getting paid. It's just like, I don't know. They're like, well, I have had a couple people can't make it, but if you do it virtually, I'd love to be a part of that. And those are the ones that are out of state. And now I'm starting to think there's only going to be like six or seven at this orientation. What is the point of me going through and giving a tour? Because literally no one is going to know anything about this ballpark or what we do, that maybe I should just do a virtual quick 30-minute, you know, this is how we find contestants and this is where they check in. And like, I know you can't see it now, but at least like take notes or think about it, whatever. I don't know. So I might have to do that this year. When? I don't know.
Let me know how I can help. You know, you and I would have moved heaven and earth to get to an orientation.
Yes.
I think that's just the way it is right now.
I was a game day.
Yeah. Talking to my son.
In 2009.
Like, I don't feel validated in how you're listening to me right now. I'm like, you don't have to feel validated. I'm your dad, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
But this is how a lot of them are like, you know, we were talking, and the term I just heard from a freshman in high school was like, man, we were in class today and the teacher decided today was just going to be a trauma dump. And I was like, what? She's like, just telling us her problems. And I was like,
why?
Why
would the teacher do that?
Who knows? But I just love the term trauma dump. It's like, Don't dump it on you. There's so many times I want to say to you, last week I felt this way and this, and I sometimes have to let you in like I'm just like overstressed. But at the same time, it's like nobody cares, Josh. Going back to last week's episode, do your job. You know, okay. You know, when I ask you know, here's our scheduling. Well, can you do this? Because I've got this, this, and this. I'm like, part of me is like, I understand. The other part of me is like, I just need a yes or no from you right now. And I find my patience wearing very thin.
Thin.
You know, but at the same time, also
thinner
wanting,
than the ice in this damn state.
Wanting just
melt
some warm blanket just to come out of nowhere and just give me a nice little warm hug. Just like, it'll be okay.
I know.
Just take 5 seconds and breathe.
Everything will be okay, but
you're okay.
I feel like we're not catching a break this off season.
No, but if we did, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
No.
We work very well.
I know, but
that.
We went through last season. 75 home games is no joke. When it takes over 6 months of your life instead of 3.5, it's no joke. And it's just like the 6-game homestands, we can do them. And if it's back to back, we can do it. But when again, you do that for 6 months of your entire life, that's where it starts to like, it's not sustainable. So we are going to beef up our staff. And it's like, we feel like we're beefing up. And then now it turns out we don't have any more people than we did last year.
I do slightly appreciate people taking the chance and saying this isn't working out or something better came along, because I am one of those who's like,
quit jobs like nothing.
Yeah, no, because my jobs end. I've only quit two jobs in my life. And even relationships, I'm like, you know, I want to break up, but let's just,
oh,
you know,
boy.
I just to be able to pull that trigger and say, you know what, no matter what happens, I'll be fine.
Okay,
but there's also that part of me, it's like, oh, I didn't want to break up or I didn't want to leave here because I'm leaving a lot of work for people or I've made, and it's like, you know what, 90% of the people aren't worried about that right now. And that's, you know,
I'm a little worried about that right now.
A little worried about that right now.
That's crazy.
That's, you know, this is going to be the season of side eye.
What? Yeah, we're already predicting that we're going to be negative?
Not negative. Just like, we got that done, or, okay, how are we going to do this? But there can be positive side eye. Just like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're, you,
well, that's what keeps it fun.
We can't pat ourselves on the back, but at the end of the day, we'll be happy that we did it. And you know what? We'll do it.
We'll be fine.
It'll be fine. The only thing I want to do is make sure, because imagine, you know, being the band, being in a band or a stand up and doing the same thing night after night and keeping it fresh. Last year was difficult because it's like, we got to do this again. You know, people want to change stuff up. We can't. You can live in the moment, but we're not going to add stuff for the sake of adding stuff. So it's always finding that illusion of the first time, always finding the fun in the moment, and then talking about what we wish we could do.
Yes. Josh, giving you a 3 weeks heads up.
You're quitting. You're giving me a 3-week notice?
I'm not.
Thank God.
We're going to need potatoes and melons.
Here's the thing. I'm going to bring them, but I'm not going to put them in any location where I could easily access them to bring them where they need to be. Oh, my God. That melon is going to hit the cement, and the cement will break because it's that cold outside.
Yeah. Hey, maybe it'll be 40s by then. Maybe. Never know. Maybe it'll be 50s. Maybe. Never know.
Give ourselves a cantaloupe slushy.
Sounds gross. I don't like cantaloupe, really. Not a fan.
Not a fan. I have nothing else to talk about right now.
I don't
now.
Either. I think we did okay.
Watch this. You ready for this? This was episode 66.
Short and sweet, and nothing about that in this episode, though.
Two-thirds the beast.